ready to Pandava Nirjal Ekadasi. They stayed awake all night.
Zar si spavena kam Pandava Nirjal Ekadasi, a ostali se budi cijelu noć?
When I start.
As soon as you start, they start coming.
And they say, listen,
okay. So I guess this song is to invite everybody to come, and but they'll miss out on all the fun.
Pozivam ovom pjesmom da se svi pridružite i jako ćemo se zabaviti.
So what we're going to do, we're not going to sit down and listen to the song.
Nećemo sjediti i slušati pjesmu.
What we're going to do is we're going to stand up and we're going to teach you some mudras.
Nego ćete ustati i podučit ćemo vas neki mudrama. I zatim ćemo plesati na ovu pjesmu.
Since we don't have enough days,
pošto nemamo dovoljno vremena,
for the spiritual dance, I thought I'd do the spiritual dance at the beginning today. Do a little laugh yoga.
Za duhovni ples nemamo dovoljno vremena, pa
se pomislimo da napravimo danas.
A zatim ćemo govoriti o oprostu.
So a little bit of everything today.
Danas ćemo imati pomalo od svega.
Okay, so what we're going to do, this is a song I wrote.
Ovu sam pjesmu ja napisao.
It's called Nitai Gaur Radhe Shyam Jai Krishna Balaram.
Zove se Nitai Gaur Radhe Shyam Jai Krishna Balaram.
And the words of this song were actually written by Srila Prabhupada.
I riječ ove pjesme zapravo je napisao Srila Prabhupada.
The title of the song was written by Prabhupada.
Naslov pjesme napisao je Prabhupada.
Because during the last few months of Prabhupada's manifest pastimes,
jer je nekoliko mjeseci, posljednjih mjeseci njegovih manifestiranih zabava.
When Prabhupada went to see the deities in Krishna Balaram Mandir, he would chant Jai Nitai Gaur Radhe Shyam Jai Krishna Balaram.
Kada bi otišao u Krishna Balaram Mandir, on bi pjevao Jai Nitai Gaur Radhe Shyam Jai Krishna Balaram.
And so I was thinking of Srila Prabhupada and his ecstatic remembrances of Nitai Gaur Radhe Shyam and Krishna Balaram. And so in that mood, I wrote this song about Srila Prabhupada, about Lord Chaitanya, and about going back to the spiritual world.
Razmišljao sam o ovom Prabhupadovoj ekstatičnoj pjesmi, pa sam odlučio napisati ovu pjesmu koju sad gledam.
Okay, and so what we do during this song,
ono što ćemo sad raditi,
there's three different mudras I'm going to teach.
Naučit ću vas trima različitim mudrama.
Now, when I say Nitai Gaur is part of the song, you all go like this.
Stat ćete ovako.
Like Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda.
Kao gospodin Chaitanya i gospodin Nityananda.
Okay, and then when we say Radhe Shyam, you go like this.
A kad kažem Radhe Shyam, stat ćete ovako.
Threefold many more. You two, the men, can do it also.
Povijeni na tri mjesta.
You got the wrong side. Krishna plays his flute on this side. See? On the right, on your right side, the flute is played on the right side. Like
znači, Krishna flautu svira na desnoj strani, na vašoj desnoj strani.
Okay. Touch the thumb to your pinky.
Neka vam se dodiruju palac i mali prst.
You never had dance instruction, did you?
Nikad nisi išao na satove plesa, zar ne?
Thumb to your pinky and right foot crossed in front of the left foot.
Znači, palac i mali prst i desno stopalo preko lijevog stopala.
So that's Nitai Gaur Radhe Shyam.
Znači, to je Nitai Gaur Radhe Shyam.
And then Balaram is holding a club.
I onda Balaram nosi plug.
Jai Krishna Balaram.
Jai Krishna Balaram.
So Balaram likes to smash the demons with his club.
Balaram voli njima udarati demone.
So every time we chant Nitai Gaur Radhe Shyam, I'll show you. We go, Nitai Gaur Radhe Shyam Jai Krishna Balaram. Real fast like that.
Vrlo brzo radite.
Nitai Gaur Radhe Shyam Jai Krishna Balaram. You got to get the coordination when you're doing this.
Nitai Gaur
Radhe Shyam Jai Krishna Balaram. words here?
Vidite ove riječi?
They're in English.
Na engleskom su.
You can, what we're going to do is I'm going to chant one line and then everyone will repeat that as far as they can in English.
I onda ću ja ispjevati jednu liniju i vi ćete ponoviti za mnom koliko god možete.
And we'll go down the whole song to the end and then we get to chanting Hare Krishna at the end of the song.
Proći ćemo cijelu pjesmu do kraja i na kraju pjesme pjevat ćemo Hare Krishna Mahamantra.
And the Hare Krishna mantra goes Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
A ono tako zvuči.
And then while we're chanting Hare Krishna,
i dok
we have
pjevamo
we
Hare Krishna, moramo oformiti krugove.
In other words, join hands with the other devotees, men with the men, and the ladies with the ladies.
Drugim riječima, morat ćete se uhvatiti za ruke, znači pravu se s pravu, s mataži s mataži.
Not until we chant Hare Krishna.
Ali ne prije nego krenemo spjevanje
Hare
Krishna.
And then just run around the circles.
I samo trčite u krugovima, vrlo brzo.
But then as soon as I go back into Nitai Gaur, Radhesham, Jai Krishna, you stop and you go.
Ali čim se vratim na Nitai Gaur, Radhesham, morate stati i brzo se vratiti.
Jai Krishna Balaram. Like that. Okay?
Sad ćemo započeti.
This song is a lot of fun.
Ova je pjesma jako zabavna. Jeste spremni?
I remember we're going to repeat each line after I sing it. Happiness is so far from me in this world of misery. Happiness is so far from me in this world of misery. Seen everything and been everywhere. All one feels is despair. Everything and been everywhere. All one feels is despair. Get ready. Nitai Gaur, very good. Radhesham. Jai Krishna Balaram. Once again. Nitai Gaur, Radhesham. Jai Krishna Balaram. Then Prabhupada from Goloka came to give us Krishna's holy name. Then Prabhupada from Goloka came, clap, very good, give us Krishna's holy name. Sent to us by Lord Chaitanya, he came to give us Premananda. Sent to us by Lord Chaitanya, came to give us. Chant Hare Krishna and you'll be free, and leave this world of misery. Chant Hare Krishna and you'll be free, and leave this world of misery. Again, Nitai Gaur, very good, Radhesham. Jai Krishna Balaram, Nitai Gaur, Radhesham, Jai Krishna Balaram. Compared to Krishna's lotus feet, there's nothing in this world that tastes so sweet. Compared to Krishna's lotus feet, there's nothing in this world that tastes so sweet. Krishna lives in everyone's heart, and from you he will never part. Krishna lives in everyone's heart, from you he will never part. Again, Nitai Gaur, very good, Radhesham, Jai Krishna Balaram, Nitai Gaur, Radhesham, Jai Krishna Balaram. You leave this place far behind, all you got to do is fix your mind. You leave this place far behind, all you got to do is fix your mind. On you Krishna's holy name so pure, you got to go loka, that is sure. Again, Jai Go, Radhesham, Jai Krishna Balaram. Again, Jai Go, Radhesham, Jai Krishna Balaram. Living in Goloka is so sublime, you'll be with Krishna all the time. Krishna will always come to save his devotee, that's why they're so brave. Krishna will always come to save his devotee, that's why they're so brave. Again, Nityai Gaur, Radhe Shyam, Jai Krishna Balaram. Nityai Gaur, Radhe Shyam, Jai Krishna Balaram. If Indra comes to cause them pain, send him down to retrograde. If Indra comes to cause them pain, send him down to retrograde. Krishna lives over and high, and underneath they remain dry. Jai Gaur Radhe Shyam, Jai Krishna Balaram. Again, Jai Gaur Radhe Shyam. Very good. Jai Krishna Balaram. He herds the cows, eats his food in tune, and dances under the full moon. He herds the cows, plays his flute in tune, dances under the full moon. Chant Hare Krishna and you'll be free, and live with Krishna eternally. Live with Krishna eternally. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Nityai Gaur Radhe Shyam, Jai Krishna Balaram. Nityai Gaur Radhe Shyam, Jai Krishna Balaram. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram Hare Hare. Jai Gaur, Hare Shyam, Jai Krishna, Balaram, Jai Gaur, Hare Shyam, Jai Krishna, Balaram, Jai Gaur. Jai Krishna Balaram, Jai Gaur, Radhe Shyam, Jai Krishna Balaram.
I think we'll do 5 minutes of laugh yoga first to warm everybody up.
Sada ćemo prvo da se svi zagriju, napraviti 5 minuta joge smijeha.
Does everyone want to do laugh yoga? No.
Žele li svi sada napraviti jogu smijeha?
Just 5 minutes before the seminar.
Samo 5 minuta prije seminara.
Okay. So everybody, so with laugh yoga, what do we do first? Does everyone remember what we do first?
Sjećaju se svi što prvo treba napraviti? Stanemo i protegnemo se.
We're just going to do a few minutes of laugh yoga. This is not the whole seminar. We've already done the laugh yoga seminar.
Napravit ćemo samo 5 minuta, nećemo raditi
seminar. Remember, what do? You do the Hiranyakasipu.
Radite Hiranyakasipu.
Everybody do the Hiranyakasipu.
Sada svi napravite Hiranyakasipu.
Which means,
znači,
breathe deeply, put your hands over your head, breathe,
dignite ruke
visoko. Touch the ceiling on your tiptoes.
Na vrhovima prstiju dotaknite
se plafon. In with your stomach.
Uvucite stomak, dišite kroz nos.
Deeper, deeper,
dublje, dublje, dublje.
Deeper, deeper, higher, higher, higher.
Više.
Touch the ceiling.
Dotaknite plafon.
And then let your breath gradually out.
I posebno ispustite zrak.
We'll do that once more.
Još jednom ćemo to
napraviti. So, breathe deeply through your nose.
Duboko dišite kroz nos.
Deeper, deeper, deeper. Touch
dublje,
the
dublje.
Ceiling.
Dotaknite strop.
Deep breathing deeply through the nose.
Nastavite disati kroz nos.
In, 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 out.
I polako izdahnete.
And once more. Okay. Breathe deeply in through
Još
the
jednom.
Nose. Deep, 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 deep. Touch the ceiling. You can almost touch it now.
Sad ga skoro možete
deep through the nose, through your stomach. Great, breathe.
Dišite kroz
nos. Can't fit any more air inside. And then let
ne
it out.
Možete više udahnuti i onda izdahnete.
Okay. So we're just going to do that one exercise. This is one of my favorite exercises in laugh yoga.
Napravit ćemo samo ovu jednu vježbu, jedna od najdražih vježbi jogi smijeha.
The chastising exercise, you remember that?
A to je vježba prekoravanja, sjećate se.
So we're going to go around.
Ićemo
okolo. Those of you who weren't with us the other day, laugh yoga.
I vi koji ste radili neki dan jogu smijeha s nama.
It's important that we look in everyone's eyes.
Važno je da gledamo u oči.
Men look in the men's eyes, women look in the... Ladies' eyes,
muškarci gledajte muškarcima u oči, žene
žena.
Kružite okolo i smijte se, ha ha.
This time we'll just go ha 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 ha, ho ho ha ha ha, ho ho ha ha ha. We tried a little different letter. Remember that?
Сечете
ho, ho, ha, ha, ha. Let's try that.
Покушайте.
Can everyone try that? One, two, three. Ho, ho, ha, 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 ho. Okay, okay. So you do that as you're chastising someone, and then when you feel like, you know, just rolling on the ground, you can roll on the ground too.
Radite to dok nekog prekoravate, ako vam se bude došlo da se valjate po podu, slobodno se valjate.
Just do that for a minute or so, and then we'll get back down to the seminar. Okay? And when I say 3-2-1, then we're going to start, you know, chastising, like...
Kad kažem 3-2-1, počećemo prekoravati.
You look at the person's eyes, then go on to the next person, then go on to the next person, then just look in the eyes, that's important. If you don't look in the eyes, it's much more difficult.
Gledate osobu u oči, onda idete od jedne za drugu osobe, prekoravate, i ako ne gledate u oči, onda je puno teže, trebate se smijeti.
Remember I said, if you force yourself to smile, you'll be happy.
Ako se prisilite da se smijete, bit ćete sretni.
Everyone should be happy.
Svi bi trebali biti sretni i puno se smijati.
Just like this morning, I was watching, one little girl was watching cartoons, and they were so funny, the cartoons, but the little girl wasn't laughing.
I jutro sam gledao jednu djevojčicu koja je gledala crtiće, koji su bili tako smiješni, ali ona se nije uopće smijala.
I was laughing at the cartoons.
Ja sam joj se smijao.
I mean, there was actually a funny movie in Serbian. It was so funny, but it had, I mean, I don't watch these movies, but it was just on the television. The horses were speaking, the penguins were speaking, and what other animals? Oh, the zebra was speaking, and it was so funny, and nobody was laughing except for me.
Ima na srpskom jedan film kada životinje govore, zebra govori, pinguin govori, i niko se nije smijao osim mene.
So everyone has to learn how to laugh.
Stoga se svi moraju naučiti smijati.
Because one devotee told me that naturally, when Bosnian people come, they can make everybody laugh.
Jer jedan mi je Bakta rekao da Bakta iz Bosne prirodno svih mogu nasmijati.
Isn't it like Daksha Prabhu, he's expert.
Daksha Prabhu je ekspert u tom.
He can just go like this and everyone will just roll over.
Može samo napraviti ovo i svi će se početi valjati od smijeha.
Okay, so remember the chastising.
Sjetite, znači prekoravamo.
And then we go around, ho, ho, ha, ha, ho.
Idemo okolo i govorimo ho, ho, ha, ha, ha.
To everybody, that's a ho, ho, ha, ha, ha exercise. We'll just do this for a minute. Okay.
Napravit ćemo samo minutu.
3, 2, 1, start.
Nema više smijanja do kraja dana.
Now it's time to be serious.
Sada je vrijeme da budete ozbiljni.
Okay, so what we want to do today?
Ono što ćemo danas raditi?
This is a very, very important topic. For us, and it's a serious topic, but also one if we learn that will make us joyful or help us become joyful in Krishna consciousness.
Ovo što ćemo danas raditi vrlo je važna tema za nas i naučit će nas da postanemo veseli u svjesnosti Krishne, da postanemo radosni.
This is the topic of forgiveness.
Oprosta.
Why we should forgive?
Zašto trebamo opraštati? Kako opraštati?
And how you will feel after you forgive and how you will please Krishna by forgiving.
I kako ćete se osjećati nakon što oprostite i kako ćete tim oprostom zadovoljiti Krishnu?
Because all of us,
jer svi mi,
have people that we've not forgiven, or we have what we call grudges. You know what a grudge is? We have some bad feelings towards people.
Znači, svi imamo ljude na koje smo ljuti, prema kojima imamo neke zamjerke.
All of us have had people do bad things to us in the past. That's life.
Svima su nam ljudi radili loše stvari u prošlosti, to je jednostavno život.
So, we're going to learn the ornament of a Vaishnava. One of the ornaments of a Vaishnava is kshama, which means forgiveness.
Jedna od odlika Vaishnave je oprost.
So, we don't have such a big turnout today, but I admire everybody who came to the class because this is a very important, deep topic and requires a lot of introspection in order to absorb this topic.
Divim se svima koji su danas došli na ovu lekciju, jer ovo je vrlo jedna duboka tema koja će iziskivati introspekciju.
Now just before I begin, I want to explain that when we forgive someone, it doesn't mean that it makes what they did right.
Kada nekome oprostimo, to ne znači da je ono što su oni napravili u redu.
If they did something wrong, if they are going to be punished, that's between them and Krishna.
Ako su oni učinili nešto loše i ako ih treba kazniti, to je između njih i Krishne.
Even in the Christian Bible it says that punishment belongs to God. God is supposed to give punishment.
Čak i u kršćanskoj Bibliji stoji da Bog je taj koji treba kažnjavati. Kazna pripada njemu.
We should not be punishing people.
Mi ne bi trebali kažnjavati ljude.
And this is very important, even if you're parents, you shouldn't be punishing your children. Now you're going to think I'm crazy.
Ovo je vrlo važno. Čak i ako ste roditelji, ne bi trebali kažnjavati svoju djecu. Sada ćete misliti da sam lud.
So what happens when you punish children?
Što se događa kada kažnjavate djecu?
They resent. Yeah, they may do, if you punish someone, they will do what you want, but they won't like it, and later on they'll look for an opportunity not to do it.
Kada nekog kaznite, znači on će prestati to raditi, ali neće biti zadovoljan.
So, this involves another topic which we're not going to discuss today,
but I'll just mention it.
It's called restorative justice.
Koju danas nećemo spominjati.
There's two types, two types of justice.
Poslije dvije vrste pravde.
One is called restorative justice, and the other one is punitive justice or punishment justice.
I jedna se zove
restorative.
Restorative means we try to change the consciousness to help someone be compassionate to them.
Znači, kod prvog ovog oprosta mi se trudimo da osoba postane suosjećena.
And punishment justice means we just try to teach them a lesson in which they never learn.
Ako drugog ovog oblika pravde mi se samo trudimo naučiti osobu lekciju koju ono zapravo neće naučiti.
Anyway, if someone does something wrong, then they may be punished by the government or they may be punished by God. But our feeling angry towards them doesn't help them and it doesn't help us, okay?
Ako osoba nešto napravi, onda će kazniti vlada ili netko drugi, ali naš osjećaj ljutnje prema njima neće pomoći situaciji.
Okay. So, the Nectar of Devotion says that a forgiving person is one who can tolerate all sorts of injuries from another person.
U Nektaru predanosti stoji da je tolerantna osoba ta koja može tolerirati sve bijede koje dolaze od drugih bića.
And not forgiving is resentment. There's another word. Let's see. Oh, you got all these other things here. Wait a second. Wait a second. Wait a second. Left our last seminar there. Not forgiving people means resentment.
Ne opraštati ljudima znači zamjerati im.
Which means to again.
Što opet znači?
Feel anger.
Ponovno osjećati ljutnju.
And we know the lust, anger and greed are the three gateways leading to hell according to the Bhagavad Gita. That hurt us in spiritual life.
A znamo da nam požuda, pohlepa i ljutnja ne pomažu u duhovnom životu, to stoji u Bhagavad Giti.
So this is the topic, anger. So what does anger do?
Ljutnja. Što ljutnja radi?
When we feel anger,
kad smo ljuti,
it hurts us, right?
Ona šteti nama.
You get sick, you feel pain.
Kad ste bolesni, osjećate bol.
Happy when you're angry.
Ne možete biti sretni kad ste ljuti.
It is like, here's another word for anger.
Ima još jedna riječ.
Manifestation of anger.
Za ljutnju ili manifestaciju ljutnje.
Envy.
To je zavist.
Or Sanskrit word is jiva himsa.
Ili sanskritska riječ jiva himsa.
And that is like drinking poison.
A to je poput pijenja otrova.
Did any, have any of you ever felt, I wish that other person would die?
Jeste li ikad pomislili, želim da ova osoba umre?
Let's be honest.
Budite iskreni.
Sorry, yeah, that's a normal feeling. I'm not saying, I'm not passing judgment on you.
To je običajan osjećaj, ne nabijam vam krivnju.
What you're doing when you're feeling that, it doesn't make the other person die, it gives you pain.
Ono što vi radite kada se ljuti na tu osobu, zapravo ne čini vam ništa bolje, samo drugoj osobi uzrokujete patnju.
Being forgiving means to set a prisoner free. And who is the prisoner we're talking about?
Osloboditi znači pustiti zatvorenika na slobodu. A ko je taj zatvorenik o kome mi pričamo?
Us.
To smo mi.
It's liberation. It's part of liberation.
To je dio oslobođenja.
Okay? Okay, are some quotes. First of all, I want to read some quotes from Srila Prabhupada.
Prvo želim pročitati neke citate od Srila Prabhupada.
That will illustrate
koji će prikazati
the importance of forgiveness and tolerance.
Važnost opraštanja i tolerancije i snošljivosti.
The word tatikshava or tolerance indicates, this is Srila Prabhupada's words, that a transcendentalist must be forgiving.
Riječ oprost označava da transcendentalist mora opraštati.
Here's another quote. This is just portions of the quote. This is from the Bhagavatam. A sadhu or devotee is never angry. Prabhupada uses the word never.
Sadhu ili bhakta nikad nije ljut. Prabhupada koristi riječ nikad.
Never.
Nikad.
Now, you remember the story of Visvamitra Muni? He was meditating under a tree.
Sjećate se priče o Visvamitra Muniju koji je meditirao ispod stabla?
And there was a bird in the tree above him. What did the bird do?
I iznad njega na stablu je bila ptica. I što je ona napravila?
The bird passed stool on his head. And Visvamitra Muni fell on top of his head.
Ptica je ispustila ono na njegovu glavu.
And he got angry. And he burnt the bird to ashes.
I naljutio se i spalio je pogledom u pepeo.
And as a result of that, he lost all of his punya, pious activities
that
he had executed for hundreds of years.
On je izgubio, znači, sve svoje pobožne djelatnosti zbog pokora koje je vršio stotinama godina.
Here's another quote from Prabhupada.
Evo još jedan Prabhupada citat.
The first duty of the tapasvis, that's devotees, is how much he is forgiving, how much he has learned to forgive. Prabhupada said, first duty.
Prva dužnost, tapasya, to znači bhakta, je opraštanje, znači koliko on oprašta.
Another quote.
Još jedan citat.
Prabhupada says, a devotee is always understanding if there is some discrepancy, that means improper behavior, on the part of the non-devotees.
Bhakta uvijek zna da ako se abhakte nepravilno ponašaju,
and even some devotees misbehave, he is always very tolerant and understanding.
A čak i ako se neki bhakte ne ponašaju ispravno, on je uvijek tolerantan.
Hmm. Another quote, the duty of a brahman is to culture the quality of forgiveness.
Još jedan citat, dužnost brahmane je da njeguje odliku oprosta.
Another quote, we should learn to forgive and forget minor incidents, because whenever there are two men in a place, there is always some misunderstanding, or two women in a place.
Trebali bi naučiti zanemarivati manje svađe, zato što kad dvije osobe se nađu na jednom mjestu, uvijek postoje nekako neslaganje.
Here's an interesting quote from the Bhagavatam.
Evo jedan zanimljiv citat iz Bhagavatama.
Said, people are not the cause of my happiness and distress.
Ljudi nisu uzrok moje sreće ili nesreće.
Neither are the demigods, my own body, the planets, my own work or time.
Nisu ni polubogovi, ni moj posao, ni vrijeme.
Rather, it is my mind alone that causes happiness and distress.
Već mi sam moj um uzrokuje sreću i nesreću.
And keeps me in the cycle of repeated birth and death.
I zadržava me u ciklusu ponovnog rađanja i umiranja.
So that's what you got to work on, your mind and your heart.
I to je ono na čemu trebate raditi, na vašem umu i na vašem srcu.
So here's another one.
Evo još jedan.
This is from Suniti, who said to Prahlad Maharaj. Suniti, of course, was the mother. Dhruva. Suniti said to Dhruva, "My dear son, don't wish for anything inauspicious for others. Anyone who inflicts pain upon others suffers himself from that very pain."
Suniti je rekla, dragi moj sine, nemoj poželjeti nikome napraviti loše nešto, jer ćeš sam patiti zbog toga.
Okay, so those are Shastric quotes, and here are some quotes from some others who are not devotees, but they at least understand this principle.
To su znači citati iz Shastra, a ovo su sada citati iz drugih izvora koji se ne odnose na Bhakti Yogu.
One is that love is an act of endless forgiveness.
Ljubav je čin beskrajnog opraštanja.
Interesting, isn't it?
Zanimljivo, zar ne?
Another one is, and it's an important point, the person who you hate controls you.
Osoba koju mrzite kontrolira vas.
When you hold resentment, that means hatefulness towards someone, you are bound to that person or condition by an emotional link.
Kada zadržavate mržnju prema nekoj osobi, vezani ste s njom emocionalnom vezom.
That is stronger than steel.
A ona je snažnija od čelika.
Forgiveness is the only way to dissolve that link and to set you free.
Oprost je jedini način da prekinete tu vezu i oslobodite se.
And here's another person who was always arguing with his wife.
Evo još jedna osoba koja se uvijek svađala sa svojom ženom.
And he said, "I've learned that when you have an argument with your wife,"
naučio sam da kada se svađate sa svojom ženom,
"the first one who says, 'I'm sorry, I hurt your feelings, please forgive me,' is the winner."
Ona osoba koja prva kaže, žao mi je što sam te povrijedio, je pobjednik.
That's something new for you, isn't it?
To vam je nešto novo, zar ne?
Generally, you know, the men think, you know, just have to, first person who yells the loudest or screams the loudest, or the ladies think she who cries the loudest, cries the biggest.
Muškarci obično misle da je onaj koji jače viče, da je on veći, a dame da onaj koji plaće, on je snažniji.
And here's another one for you men.
Evo još jedan za muškarce.
The weak person can never forgive.
Osoba koja je slaba ne može nikada oprostiti.
The quality of forgiveness belongs to the stronger person.
Odlika opraštanja pripada snažnim osobama.
In other words, if you are insecure,
drugim riječima, ako ste vi nesigurni,
if you have low self-esteem, you don't feel good about yourself,
nisko samopoštovanje i ne mislite dobro o sebi,
and you don't love yourself like we taught in the first seminar,
i ne volite sebe kao što smo govorili u prvom seminaru,
you won't be able to forgive because it'll be too painful for you.
Nećete moći oprostiti, jer će vam to biti prebolno.
Okay. There's another one. To forgive is to set the prisoner free and to discover the prisoner was you. These are all interesting quotes.
Evo još jedan. Oprostiti znači osloboditi zarobljenika i shvatiti da ste taj zarobljenik vi.
And here's another interesting one. Resentment, that means feeling bad about someone or feeling vengeful, is our weapon by which we hope to punish others.
Osvetoljubivost koju osjećamo prema nekome je naše oružje kojima želimo kazniti drugoga.
Now listen carefully to this. We drink the poison and we hope the other person suffers.
Slušajte ovo pažljivo. Mi smo ti koji piju otrov i nadamo se da će druga osoba patiti.
I'll repeat that again. We drink poison and we hope someone else suffers.
Ponavljam. Mi smo ti koji pijemo otrov, a nadamo se da će druga osoba patiti.
Did you ever see someone who continually has diseases, accidents, breaks their bones, you know, all sorts of problems in their life, and then they're blaming others for it?
Jeste li vidjeli nekoga kojemu se stalno u životu događaju nesreće, bolest, stanje, slomi nogu, ruku, dogodi mu se nekakva nesreća i on stalno krivi druge za to?
And here's another one. Love your enemies. Sometimes they're enemies only because they have what you want.
Evo još jedan. Volite svoje neprijatelje, oni su vam ponekad neprijatelji samo zato što imaju ono što vi želite.
So we're going to do some exercises in a minute or two that'll help us.
Napravit ćemo jednu vježbu koja će nam pomoć da shvatimo oprost.
But just a few more statements I wanted to make, that If we examine the lives of great devotees like Haridas Thakur, Jesus Christ, Balad Maharaj, and others, we'll see their lives are actually acts of forgiveness, continual acts of forgiveness.
Ako promotrimo živote velikih bhakta kao što je Isus Krist, Prahlad Maharaj, Haridas Thakur, vidjet ćemo da su čitavi njihovi životi zapravo jedan veliki čin opraštanja.
For example, Prahlad Maharaj's father, who is Prahlad Maharaj's father?
Na primjer, otac Prahlad Maharaja, koji je njegov otac?
Hiranyakashipu.
Hiranyakashipu. Zar svi spavaju?
I said we need 100%.
Rekao sam da nam treba 100% vaše prisustva.
What do I need? What sort of participation do I need? That sounds like 32%.
To zvuči kao 33% prisustvovanja, ne kao 100.
The energy is so low, I feel like going to sleep right now.
Razina energije je tako niska da mi se čini da bi mogao sad otići spavati.
Very tired. So, what level of energy do we need?
Kakva nam razina energije treba?
That's better.
To je bolje.
That's better. I feel better already. Okay. So, Prahlad Maharaj, we'll get to the exercises in a second. That gets more exciting.
Doćemo do vježbi ubrzo.
First, a little philosophy.
Ali prvo malo filozofije.
So Prahlad Maharaj was tortured by his father in so many ways. Finally, who killed his father?
Prahlad Maharaj je otac mučio na tako mnogo načina.
Lord Balaram?
A koga je na kraju ubio? Gospodin Balaram?
Lord Nrsingadev.
Gospodin Nrsimhadev.
And after Lord Nrsingadev was pacified by Prahlad Maharaj.
I nakon što je gospodina Nrsimhadeva umirio Prahlad Maharaj.
Prahlad Maharaj was asked by Lord Nrsingadev, please ask for something.
Onda je gospodin Nrsimhadev upitao Prahlad Maharaja, molim te, traži nešto.
And Prahlad Maharaj first said, I'm not a businessman, I'm not going to ask for anything.
I Prahlad Maharaj je prvo rekao, ja nisam nikakav poslani čovjek, neću ništa tražiti.
But the next thing he said after that is, if you want to give me something, then you will liberate or help my father.
Ali onda je rekao, ako želiš nešto učiniti za mene, onda ćeš osloboditi mog oca.
Okay. So we can do a little Prahlad Maharaj exercise right now.
Možemo sada napraviti jednu vježbu Prahlad Maharaja.
This is called the Prahlad Maharaj exercise.
Ovo se zove vježba Prahlad Maharaja.
And we're going to be getting some words from you all. And now just be truthful. I know everyone will be truthful.
Budite samo istiniti.
So each and every one of you is Prahlad Maharaj. Make believe you're Prahlad Maharaj. You know, svi, imagine you're Prahlad Maharaj.
Svi zamislite da ste Prahlad Maharaj.
And okay. And your father has just been killed.
I vaš je otac upravo ubijen.
By Lord Nrsingadev.
Od strane gospodina Nrsimhadeva.
And your father has tortured you. He's thrown you off a cliff.
I on vas je mučio, bacio vas je s litice.
Your father has had your mother feed you poison.
Dao je vašoj majci da vas hrani otrovom.
You know, he's done everything possible to kill you.
Učinio je sve što je mogao da vas ubije.
And torture you. And finally,
vas muči.
He's dead.
I na kraju je napokon mrtav.
And so Lord Nrsingadev asked you, to say, I'm Lord Nrsingadev right now. I'm not very good at it, but I'm asking you, what do you want for your father now?
Pitam vas sada. Što želite za svog oca?
I can send him to hell.
Ako želite, ako želiš, mogu ga poslati u pakao.
I can make him suffer.
Mogu učiniti da
pati. Be truthful. How do you feel about someone who's done that to you? Or raise your hand. Who has some?
Kako se osjećate po pitanju nekoga ko vam je to napravio?
Suffer half.
Neka pati barem polovinu onoga što je on meni napravio.
Yeah, you're very merciful.
Vrlo si milostiv. Barem pola.
At least.
Više od 50%.
Okay, good. Honest statement.
Iskreno, dobro.
Any more statements?
Ima li još to?
Don't think you're a great devotee. Just act like you would.
Nemojte misliti da ste veliki bhakta. Samo se ponašajte onako kako bi postupili u toj situaciji.
Yeah.
Ja ne bi toj osobi poželio patnju, ali bi je zaokruživao u velikom luku.
Okay, good. That's a good one. Anyone else?
Yes.
Okay.
Neka on u sljedećem životu ima još gore god.
Let him have a worse father in his next life.
Wow, how can you get worse than Hiranyakashipu?
Kako možete dobiti gore goca od Hiranyakashipu?
You are merciful, Savita.
Ti si milostiva.
Any other merciful Vaishnavas? Yeah. Okay.
Ja bih se molila gospodinu Nisimhadevu da uništi njegovo neznanje i iluziju.
Destroy ignorance. Destroy his ignorance. That's very good. Okay, got that. Yeah.
Let him learn what I was teaching him.
Let him, that's good too.
Neka nauči ono čemu sam ga podučavao.
I was teaching. Now, one thing I wanted to point out with this exercise is that if you really had been abused, and I'm talking about real abuse by Hiranyakashipu, you'd be feeling different.
Ono što želim naglasiti je da vas je stvarno zlostavljao Hiranyakashipu, drugačije bi se osjećao.
Yeah.
I would be very angry.
Angry, okay.
And would feel disattracted to that person.
Antagonistic.
Okay. So we see, in the real case, I don't think most of us would be half as merciful as Prahlad Maharaj, or 1/10 as 1% as merciful as Prahlad Maharaj. So we're going to learn how to cultivate that same compassion as Prahlad Maharaj.
In the seminar.
This is actually usually a 5-day seminar. We're going to try to do it all in 45 minutes.
Kada bi se našli u stvarnoj situaciji u kojoj je bio Prahlad Maharaj, ne bi bili milostivi ni 1% kao što je on bio milostiv, pogotovo ne ovako kako ste sada se izjasnili. Ovo je seminar koji se radi u 5 dana, mi ćemo ga pokušati napraviti u 45 minuta.
Because usually we think that forgiveness is only for very, very highly advanced pure Vaishnavas.
Jer mi obično mislimo da je oprost za vrlo napredne Vaishnave, čiste Vaishnave.
It's for all of us if we want to become highly advanced Vaishnavas.
Ali on je zapravo za sve nas ako želimo postati vrlo napredne Vaishnave.
And the ultimate reason for us practicing forgiveness is that we value our relationship with Krishna more than we want the other person to suffer or be punished.
Krajnji razlog zašto opraštamo nekome je taj da cijenimo svoj odnos sa Krišnom više nego što želimo navoditi drugoj osobi.
And we also see that when someone offends us or hurts us, it is an opportunity to become closer to Krishna.
I također kada nam neko naudi, to je zapravo prilika da postanemo bliži Krišni.
Okay. Very, very interesting. These are some of the dynamics and we'll get on with the course.
Sad ćemo nastaviti.
Just a few more things.
Samo još par stvari.
One problem we have is that we oftentimes want others to be merciful to us, but we want justice towards others.
Problem koji mi često imamo je taj da želimo da drugi budu milostivi prema nama, ali kada se radi o njima, onda želimo izvršiti pravdu nad njima.
Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur was one time approached by some disciples who were complaining about others.
Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakuru su jednom prišli učenici koji su se, znači, tužili na druge.
And he would ask, is there anything good about that person? Please tell me.
I on bi ih upitao, ima li nešto dobro vezano za te osobe? Ako ima, recite mi.
And they would think of some good things and he would reply, then just focus on that.
I onda bi oni razmislili o tim njihovim dobrim stvarima i rekli ih i Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati bi im rekao, e onda se usredotočite samo na te dobre stvari.
Okay. Now we're going to do another little test. We're going to have what we call a hypothetical story. Maybe we'll let one of you make up a story or even a true story about how someone did something bad to you.
Sad ćemo imati jednu vježbu, hipotetsku priču, znači neko od vas bi mogao izmisliti jednu priču o tome kako mu je neko naudio.
And don't mention any names.
I nemojte spominjati nikakva imena.
We won't guess. And if none of you can do it, I can make up a story. So anybody can make up a story about how someone did something really bad to you.
Može li neko, znači, ispričati priču kada mu je neko napravio nešto stvarno loše?
Nothing bad has ever happened to anyone here.
Znači, nikome se ovdje nikad nije dogodilo ništa loše.
Temple president, or this person, or another brahmachari, or your husband, or we better not talk about that.
Predsjednik hrama ili još jedan brahmachari.
You ready?
I found myself in such a situation where we were heading to the camp. So it's quite a fresh imprint. The story is about my friend with whom I had a very close relationship. He was visiting the temple and I gave him some books to read. So our relationship was very nice, nothing bad was happening. At least I didn't see that, or I didn't have eyes to see that. And before the camp, I heard from another close friend of mine that that person was telling bad things, not only about me, but also about other people. And I went to check that out, and it was true. And I was very hurt. I was feeling a lot of pain even before when that happened, although it all seemed all right. So I pray to Krishna that he helps me to solve this situation with myself so that I wouldn't feel bad about it. And what happened was that that person went cruising. And after that person came from cruising, 2 weeks later, a friend of mine told me that a person had broken 2 ribs. I asked him how he was feeling after all that. I was very sorry. I was feeling very bad about a person's body, but I realized I was praying to Krishna and I didn't do anything bad, actually.
All right, that's good. You forget. So I had something different in mind, but that's a good story, how you were forgiving. Let me tell a story, and I want to see everyone else's responses, all right?
Evo, sad ću vam ispričati jednu priču, budući da sam ja mislio na nešto drugo, ali ovo isto bila dobra priča, i želim da mi vi odgovorite.
This is a half-true story, okay?
Ovo je polovično istinita priča.
And I want to see how you feel towards the person who did this to me.
I želim vidjeti što vi osjećate prema toj osobi koja je meni ovo napravila.
So once upon a time, I was in the country of Fiji.
Jednom davno bio sam u Fidžiju.
And I was going on a japa walk.
Išao sam u japa šetnju.
And I was walking down chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Šetao sam i mantra Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
And then this big native man came up.
I jedan veliki domorodac se stvorio od nekud.
He was drunk.
Bio je pijan.
And he said, he looked at my bee bag.
Pogledao je u moju vrećicu sa japom.
He said, what's in there?
Šta je unutra?
I said, beads.
Kažem, zrnca.
For chanting.
Za mantranje.
Show me them.
Pokaži mi ih.
So I pulled out my beads.
I onda sam izvukao zrnca.
And he said, where's your money?
I rekao je, gdje je tvoj novac?
And I said, I don't have any money.
Ja sam rekao, pa nemam novca.
And then he beat me up.
I onda me istukao.
You know, punched me, beat me up, left me just lying there.
Izudarao i ostavio me samo da ležim tamo.
On the ground.
Na tlu.
And the devotees found me like an hour or two later.
I bhakte su me nakon sat ili dva pronašli.
Okay. Now, don't feel sorry for me. I'm all right.
Molim vas, nemojte mi žaliti, ja sam u redu.
That's not what I want.
So, želim to.
How do you feel towards that man? Give me one word.
Što osjećate prema toj osobi? Recite mi jednom riječju. Svi smislite jednu riječ.
Anger.
Ljutnju. Sažaljenje.
What's that? Now, how do you feel? Give your emotional response, not your intellectual response. You're speaking from your mind, Parameshwari, not your...
Parameshwari, daj svoju emocionalnu reakciju, ne svoju inteligenciju.
Speak from your gut, not... What? Rage.
Bies.
Fury. Well, these are wonderful words. What are the words? Hate.
Mersi.
What's that? Okay, sorry for him. That's...
Bila bih jako tužna zbog njega, jer je vrlo nesretna osoba.
Yeah.
Ignorance.
Ignorance. Oh, that's a good one. Osvetu. I love that one.
E, ovu riječ volim.
What's that? Justice.
Želio bi da se izvrši pravda.
What other word? Fear. Yeah.
Strah.
That's a big one. Why?
Zašto je to tako
velika bitna riječ?
Zamislite da se to tebi dogodilo.
Yeah. What? Regret.
Compassion. Compassion.
Compassion.
Susjećanje.
Towards him, not towards me.
Prema njemu, ne prema meni.
What about poor me, you know?
A što je sa jadnim menom?
Think about, you know, I was the one who got beaten up. Why are you feeling compassionate towards him?
Ako su mene pretukli, zašto se onda osjećate suosjećanje prema njemu?
Who else? Hungry?
Gladan?
Well. Okay. Hungry? Angry. Oh, angry. Okay, that's...
Ljutni.
I thought you said hungry. Well, that's an honest response if someone hasn't eaten breakfast. You know?
To su iskreni odgovor.
Okay, any other emotions?
Ima li još kakvih emocija?
What? You don't care about me?
Postoji li razlika u tome jel se to dogodilo nama ili nekom drugome?
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so take it like it happened to you then. If you
znači,
want to.
Gledajte to kao da se dogodilo vama.
You don't have any compassion for me. Take it back. Yeah. Not to me, I don't care about me.
Osjećala bih ljubav i nježnost prema osobi koja je ozlijeđena. Ali koja je tvoja prva reakcija?
I'm talking about immediate reaction.
Govorimo o prvoj reakciji.
Disgust.
Gađenje.
Okay.
Pain.
What?
Pain.
Pain.
Bol.
Okay. One or two more. Yeah. Revenge. Here
Osveta.
We go. Another one. Okay. Any other one? One more. Yeah. What's that? You don't love me. Lack of love or something like that.
Ne volim ga.
Okay. Self-pity. Self-pity. Anyway, so what we're showing with this, see all these nice emotions we have here? Generally, if we're honest, we feel rage, fury, hate, sorry, revenge, angry, disgust, pain. I mean, compassion comes usually later on.
Vidite, ovo je sve lijepe emocije koje smo prvo napisali, e pa tek iza njih dolazi suosjećanje.
The point I'm making is that revenge, or the desire for revenge, or the desire to hurt someone or hate to whatever, is an emotion. It's not rational.
Ono što želim reći da je želja za osvetom emocija, ona nije racionalna.
Forgiveness and compassion, even though you have them here, these are rational choices.
Suosjećanje i oprost su racionalni izbori.
Rational choices means you have to think about it.
Racionalan izbor znači to je ono što o čemu trebate razmišljati.
Because naturally when we are attacked or we see someone else who we know is attacked or we are threatened, we have two responses.
Jer obično kada nas neko napadne ili kad vidimo da je napadnut netko nama drag, onda obično reagiramo na dva načina.
Fight.
Borimo se.
Or what?
Flight.
Yeah, flight.
Ili pobjegnemo.
Fight or flight. And I'm going to teach you something very interesting psychologically right now.
Neću vas sad baš podučiti nečemu vrlo zanimljivo sa psihološkog stajališta.
Okay. So, let's start with flight.
Znači, počnemo s ovim bježanjem.
In most situations that we're in, we can't run away physically.
U većini situacija u kojima se nađemo ne možemo fizički pobjeći.
So what do? We run away psychologically.
Ali ono što onda napravimo je da psihički i psihološki pobjegnemo.
And this flight mechanism is responsible for a lot of what we call.
I ovaj mehanizam bježanja odgovoran je za ono što zovemo
depression.
Depresija.
It's an escape mechanism.
To je mehanizam za bježanje.
Just like if you're depressed, I'm not going to ask who's depressed here.
I pa tako ako ste u depresiji, neću pitati tko je od vas u depresiji.
Does it help for me to say, don't be so depressed, Prabhu?
Pomaže li ako vam kažem Prabhu, nemoj biti tako depresivan.
Be happy.
Budi sretan.
Doesn't help. I mean, you can try that all you want. Just say, be happy, smile.
Budi sretan, smij se.
Do laugh yoga.
Napravi jogu smijanje.
It doesn't help.
Ali to ne pomaže.
Because there, it's a flight mechanism.
Zato što je to mehanizam za bježanje.
And fight, okay. Fight is the other one. That becomes.
A borba je drugi mehanizam.
So we find people in this modern culture they have a problem with depression and anger, isn't it?
U ovoj suvremenoj civilizaciji ljudi imaju problema sa depresijom i sa ljutnjom.
These are two of the main psychological issues that people are dealing with in culture.
To su znači dva psihološka problema s kojima se ljudi danas suočavaju.
Okay. All right, so now we're going to try another exercise, but you're going to do individually, get your pens and paper and writing stuff and however your computers or mobile phones or whatever.
Sad ćemo napraviti jednu individualnu vježbu, stoga molim vas uzmite svoje kemijske olovke, kompjutere, već s čim pišete.
I want you to write down the name, and we're not going to ask you for this, so don't, it's all private information.
Znači, želim da zapišete imena koja vas neću kasnije pitati, to su sve informacije za vas.
Write down the name of someone who just you can't forgive.
Napišite ime osobe koju jednostavno ne možete oprostiti. Koja se tako povrijedila.
Now, it's interesting. So some of you may say, there's no one who is like that.
Neki od vas mogu reći da u njihovim životima ne postoji takva osoba.
Okay. So if there's no one like that in your life, then pick someone like Hitler.
Ali ako u vašem životu ne postoji takva osoba, onda napišite nekog kao što je Hitler.
Or Osama bin Laden.
Ili Osama bin Laden.
Or, you know, the President of the United States or something like that.
Predsjednik Sjedinjenih Američkih Država ili nešto slično.
Or, I mean, you can figure out some politician, Genghis Khan.
Sjetite se nekog političara, Genghis Khana.
Attila the Hun.
Attila.
I mean, there's always someone who you really just like can't forgive. I mean, if Hitler were to walk in this room, what would you do with him?
Uvijek postoje neko koga ne možete smisliti. Šta bi na primjer napravio da Hitler uhoda u ovu sobu?
So find someone in your own life or someone you've heard of, someone you know, someone who has committed atrocities.
Znači, pronađite nekog ili iz svojeg života ili nekog o kome ste nešto čuli.
Who used to kill as many Brahmins as his weight was in Brahmin threads every day?
Ko je ta osoba koja je ubijala puno Brahmana?
Remember his name?
Sjećate se njegovog imena?
Not Ravana.
Ne Ravana.
No. No, he was the one who tore down the Rupa Goswami's temple, Radha Govinda temple.
On je srušio Rupa Goswami u hramu Radha Govinda.
Aurangzeb. Got it.
Aurangzeb.
So you can hate him. He used to, you know what he used to do? He used to smash, go up, I'm not going to do this, of course.
Njega mrzite,
but he used to go up to the deities, and he used to just like smash the deities.
On bi došao pred božanstvo i samo bi ih razbio.
And he would... There was this nice deity at Vrindakund. Anybody here has been to Vrindakund?
Yep. I postala jedno lijepo božanstvo na Vrindakundu.
There was an old deity there at Vrindakund, and what they would do is they smash the faces of the deities.
Razbili su lice.
And when I've been in South India, in some places you'll see all the faces and facial features of the old deities or the old figures on the outsides of the temple have been smashed.
I kad sam bio u Južnoj Indiji, vidio sam da su lica božanstava sva izudarana.
So pick that person if you want as the person who you really can't forgive. Anyone, you must have somebody.
Pa izaberite onda tu osobu za osobu koju ne možete smisliti. Jednostavno mora postojati netko.
Maybe it's me.
Možda sam to ja.
I won't ask you.
Ja vas to neću pitati.
Maybe I gave you some instructions sometime.
Možda sam vam jednom dao neku instrukciju.
So I need some forgiveness too, anyway. So, okay, write it down, just give you 1 minute,
think about it, da to zapiš.
Write down the name of one person,
zapišite ime jedna
that you
osoba.
Can't forgive,
koju ne možete oprostiti.
And then I'm going to show you how to forgive them.
I onda ću vam pokazati kako da je oprostite.
I'm going to show you how to forgive Hitler, I'm going to show you how to forgive Mussolini.
Pokazat ću vam kako da oprostite Hitleru, Mussoliniju,
Aurangzeb,
Aurangzebu.
Any other characters we have out there?
Imamo li još koju osobu?
What? Milošević. I didn't want to mention that name.
Nisam želio spomenuti njegovu.
Stalin.
Stalinu.
Who else? Who was that?
Bin Laden.
I mean, we all have our favorite characters, right?
Svi mi imamo svoje favorite.
Our neighbor.
Susjede.
Our wife or husband.
Ženu ili muža.
I've seen sometimes there've been husband and wife who don't speak to each other for several years because they can't forgive each other.
Ponekad
can you imagine living in the same house with someone and not speaking to them for 5 years?
Ponekad muž i žena se posvađaju i onda nekoliko godina ne pričaju jedni s drugima. Zamislite to, da živite s nekim i ne pričate s njim 5 godina.
Okay, does everybody have their favorite personality?
Jeste svi izabrali obožavanu osobu.
So we're going to learn how to forgive this person.
Sad ćemo naučiti kako oprostiti.
Because this is the person you can't forgive.
Jer to je osoba koju ne možete oprostiti.
There's no way that you just like...
Nema šanse.
It's finished, Hitler, Stalin, Milosevic, whatever you like. Or don't like.
Odaberite bilo koga koga ne volite.
Okay. And I'll give you a little exercise that will show you have the ability.
Sad ćemo napraviti jednu vježbu koju ću vam pokazati da stvarno imate tu sposobnost za opraštanje.
Everybody has their favorite name down?
Okay. Jeste svi napisali.
So now you're thinking, no way, I can't forgive. He'll never show me how to forgive this person. Impossible. I hate this person's guts.
Sada mislite, nema šanse da on meni pokaže neki način da ja oprostim ovoj osobi. Nema šanse.
If I ever see this person again, I will vomit.
Ako ikad vidim ovu osobu, više ubit ću je.
What?
Povrćat ću.
Who's that?
No, it's okay.
Yeah, translate, okay. Okay. Okay, here. Let's try a funny exercise, okay.
Pokušajmo jednu smiješnu vježbu.
You have this person you can't forgive, okay. Let's say... Okay, I'm going to offer you something.
Evo, recimo, ponudit ću vam nešto.
I'm going to offer you number one.
Ponudit ću vam pod broj jedan.
Enough money.
Dovoljno novca.
So that you will never have to work again. Another day in your life, you'll have everything you know, everything you want if you can forgive the person.
Tako da više ni jedan dan do kraja života vi nećete trebati raditi. Samo ako oprostite ovoj osobi.
Enough?
To vam nije dovoljno?
I got about half the people there.
Tu već imam jednu polovicu ljudi na to.
About half the people say, yeah, I forgive him.
Da, opraštam.
My good friend Milosevic.
Moj dobri prijatelj Milosevic.
Now forgive him doesn't mean we want to live with him.
To što mu opraštamo ne znači da želimo živjeti s njim.
Forgive him means we give up the resentment in our heart and we pray for the person's welfare. We don't have to want to live with the person.
To znači jednostavno da se oslobađamo te nekakve ljutnje i zavisti u svom srcu.
See, I see when Krishna arranges that someone attacks me.
Ja vidim kad Krishna uredi da me neko napadne.
And it happens all the time, believe me.
A to se, vjerujte mi, stalno događa.
Because the higher position you have in any society, the more you get attacked.
Jer što u nekom društvu imate veću poziciju, to vas više napadaju.
I was in one place. I mentioned Hawaii to you all about 3 or 4 days ago.
Bio sam na jednom mjestu prije nekoliko dana sam vam spomenuo o Hawaii.
And they wanted to get rid of me.
Bio sam na Hawaii, znači i htjeli su me se riješiti.
Fortunately, they didn't have the mafia there.
Srećom tamo nemaju mafiju.
So they wanted to get rid of me by making a petition about me.
Stoga su me se htjeli riješiti na taj način da naprave peticiju protiv mene.
So they made a 25-page petition.
Znači, napravili su peticije od 25 strana.
Listing all my faults.
Na kojoj su napravili sve moje greške.
So I read the petition, it was really interesting.
I onda sam pročitao tu peticiju i bila je stvarno zanimljiva.
So many interesting, it said, it accused me of being a killer.
Tako mnogo predivnih stvari, optužili smo da sam ubojica.
It accused me of going to the beach just to go swimming and see all the girls on the beach.
Da sam išao na plažu samo da bih plivao i gledao djevojke.
It was very interesting.
Vrlo zanimljivo.
So what I did is I said, Krishna has sent this because all the accusations were funny. None of them were true.
I ono što sam ja rekao, Krishna je ovo poslao zato što su sve te optužbe bile tako smiješne, nisu bile uopće istinite.
And Krishna sent this as a test. He wants me to pray for these people. My dear Lord Krishna, please, please, please give your mercy to these people.
I ovo je bio test. Krishna je htio da se molim za te ljude. Dragi moj Krishna, molim te, oprosti ovim ljudima.
Please forgive them. So that was my test in Krishna consciousness.
To je bio moj test u svjesnosti Krishna.
And, you know, unfortunately Krishna did smash them.
Na nesreću Krishna ih je kaznio.
6 months later, the people who did this whole thing to me, the lady's husband left her for another lady.
6 mjeseci nakon toga, jednu je damu napustio muž.
And she was kicked out of the Krishna consciousness movement, anyway.
I izbačena iz pokreta za svjesnost Krishna.
But I didn't think, Jai Krishna!
Hari Bol! Mislio, Jai Hari Bol!
Wow! All glories to Lord Krishna!
Sva slava gospodinu Krishna!
And neither did Balad Maharaj think, Jai, Lord Nrsingadev, tear his intestines out, Hribo!
Nije ni Balad Maharaj mislio, Jai Nrsingadev, rastrgaj mu crijeva, Haribo!
So that's the first thing. We're going to give you enough money if you can forgive. You'll never have to work, never have to want anything. You buy your Mercedes, anything you want, you forgive. 50% of the people forgave here.
To je prva stvar. Znači, ako vam damo dovoljno novca, da možete kupiti Mercedes ili što god već hoćete, onda smo vas već uzeli na svoju stranu.
Here's another way you can think about, shows you how you can forgive.
Evo još jedan način kako možete oprostiti.
You are on your, what's called the deathbed.
Vi ste na samrtnoj postelji.
And if you can forgive, you're going to go back to Godhead.
I ako ćete oprostiti nekome, otići ćete natrag Bogu.
Krishna is there.
Tamo je Krishna.
And he is saying, forgive, and you go back to Godhead. And what do you say? No, I can't forgive.
Krishna je tamo i kaže, ako oprostiš toj osobi, vraćaj se natrag kući Bogu. A što vi kažete? Ne, ne mogu oprostiti.
Do we have the rest of everybody at this point?
Jesmo ovdje pridobili ostatak.
And Krishna said, I will take you back personally to the spiritual world.
I Krishna kaže, ali osobno ću te vratiti u duhovni svijet.
So what I'm showing you is that you have the power to forgive if you want.
Ono što vam ja ovim želim pokazati je da vi imate tu snagu da oprostite ako želite to napraviti.
There's no such thing as can't.
Nema takvog nečega kao što je ne mogu.
There's no such thing as impossible in the devotee's dictionary.
U rječniku bhakta ne postoji riječ nemoguće.
Prabhupada said that. Prabhupada said the word impossible is not in a devotee's dictionary.
Prabhupada je to rekao, riječ, ta riječ ne stoji u rječniku bhakta.
Okay. Now we're going to do another test.
Sad ćemo napraviti drugi test.
So I've already proven to you, you can forgive if you want.
Već sam vam dokazao da možete oprostiti ako želite.
You can forgive if you want. Okay. Okay. Now we're going to keep thinking of that same person, okay?
Sad ćemo nastaviti razmišljati o toj istoj osobi.
That same person who you have difficulty forgiving, okay?
S kojom ste imali problema pri opraštanju.
You can add Saddam Hussein if you have any trouble. Saddam Hussein. Who else do I have listed here?
Koga još imam na listi? Saddama Husseina.
Wow. You may even have Krishna.
Čak I Krishna možete imati na listi.
Woo-hoo! I've had people come up to me and say, you know, I can't forgive Krishna for what he's done for me. To me.
Ja sam se čak susreo s ljudima koji bi došli k meni I rekli, jednostavno ne mogu oprostiti Krishna zbog onoga što bi napravio.
If Krishna doesn't do what I want, I'm not going to believe in him.
Ako Krishna ne radi ono što ja želim, ja neću u njega vjerovati.
You understand?
Razumijete?
I'm going to teach Krishna a lesson.
Ja ću Krishnu podučiti lekciji.
I'm not going to chant. I'm going to make Krishna good and miserable by me not chanting.
Neću mantrat I onda ću učiniti Krishnu da se osjeća bjedno zbog toga što ne mantra.
I've seen it.
Ja sam to vidio.
Or, you know, we can also feel resentful towards our guru, family member, whatever. Okay.
So možemo osjećati ljutnju prema guru, članovima obitelji, bilo kome.
So, we're going to have you grade yourself now. Forget about the last exercise. This is a completely different exercise. There's a scale of 0 to 10.
Postoji ljestvica od 0 do 10 na ovoj novoj vježbi. Zaboravite na prethodnu vježbu. Sad je ovo kompletno nešto drugo.
0.
0.
Means
znači?
Zero.
Nothing. Nula. Ništa.
And 10
a deset?
Means 100%.
Znači 100%.
Got it?
Svaćate?
So this is, we're going to ask questions like on the scale of 10 to 0.
Pitat ćemo pitanje kao što su, znači na ljestvici od nule do 100.
How does it describe you or your emotions?
Kako biste opisali sebe I svoje emocije?
Okay. Okay, we got a scale. All right. In general, here's this person. Let's say, let's forget about, all right, dear. Now, in general, when you are angry with someone,
obično kad ste na nekog ljuti,
are you still waiting for them to apologize to you before you forgive them?
Čekate li vi da se ta osoba prvo ispriča vama prije nego vi oprostite njoj?
So, zero means no, I'll forgive them without them apologizing to me. 10 means I will never forgive them unless they apologize to me first.
Nula znači,
so just put a number. This is question one.
Nula znači da ne čekamo da nam se ta osoba ispriča da bi joj oprostili, a 10 znači da čekamo da... da nam se ta osoba ispriča okay. I tek onda ćemo je oprostiti.
In general, are you waiting for the person to actually apologize to you before you forgive them?
Da li obično čekate da vam se osoba ispriča prije nego njoj oprostite?
Think about it.
Razmislite o tome.
In general, when you have a particular problem with someone, are you waiting?
Kad vam se to obično dogodi, da li čekate?
Okay, here's another one. Question two.
Evo još jedno pitanje, broj dva.
Just put 0 to 10.
Samo stavite 0 do 10.
Are you waiting before you forgive them, are you waiting for them to get punished?
Prije nego im oprostite, da li čekate da budu kažnjeni?
0 to 10.
Od 0 do 10.
Okay. Another one. Okay, everybody finished. Number three, on the same scale of 0 to 10.
Broj tri na istoj ljestvici od 0 do 10.
Are you hoping that something will happen so they will understand how they hurt you?
Nadate li se da će
something
se dogoditi
happen to them?
Nešto toj osobi što će ih natjerati da shvate što se što je zapravo učinila ta osoba.
Okay. These are for your own use. I'm not going to ask you how you responded to this, but I'm going to tell you how to solve the particular problems.
Ovo je za vas, ja vas neću pitati da to pročitate, samo vam želim ukazati kako riješite probleme.
This is just for your own use to grade yourself on your forgiveness quotient, your FQ, forgiveness quotient. Forgive.
Znači, to bi bio vaš kvocijent opraštanja.
Okay, here's the next one.
Evo još, pitanje.
On a scale of 0 to 10, how much is your life controlled or affected by the way you were badly treated by a particular individual?
Koliko nam vaš život utječe to što se neko prema vama odnosio loše?
Okay. Just 0 to 10. 0 means that you're not waiting.
Nula znači da ne čekate.
On a scale of 0 to 10, when someone offends you or hurts you, how much do you try to punish them with your tongue?
Kad vas neko uvrijedi ili povrijedi, koliko mu vi želite nauditi svojim jezikom, svojim pričanjem?
By telling others what they have done to you.
Govoreći drugima što vam je ta osoba učinila.
We all like to do that. We all like to say, this person did this bad, this person did that bad, makes us feel better.
Svi mi to volimo raditi, idemo od osobe do osobe, govorimo, ova mi osoba ovo napravila.
Next one, on a scale of 0 to 10, is how much do you get angry or upset every time you see, think, or have any contact with this person offended who offended you?
Koliko se naljutite kad vidite ili čujete o toj osobi koja vas je uvrijedila ili povrijedila?
Okay, on a scale of 0 to 10, next one, is how much do you get upset if something good happens to the person who offended you?
Koliko se uzrujate ako se nešto dobro dogodi osobi koja vas je povrijedila?
You'll learn something about yourself.
Radeći ovu vježbu, naučite da nešto novo o sebi.
Okay. I'm leaving out some of the questions because we have very little time. On a scale of 0 to 10, let's see, you want them to feel guilty. You only forgive them if they feel guilty about themselves and what they've done.
Želite da se ta osoba osjeća krivom i oprostit ćete joj samo ako se osjeća krivom.
Okay, here's one just about ourselves.
Evo jedna o nama samima.
You don't forgive yourself when you do something wrong or bad.
Ne oprostite sebi kad napravite nešto loše. Od 0 do 10.
Okay. You don't forgive yourself. In other words, when we do something wrong, what do we usually think about ourselves?
Drugim riječima, kad učinimo nešto loše, što mislimo o sebi?
What words do we use about ourselves?
Koje riječi koristimo da bi opisali sebe?
Give me some samples. Right?
Useless.
Beskorisna.
Spaced out. We went through that list before. It's not so bad.
Pa nije tako loše.
But it's bad.
Ali je loše.
Žaljenje. What name do you call yourself?
Kakvim se imenom nazivate?
Idiot, stupid,
glupanom, idiotom, budalom,
fool, rascal,
nitkovom.
What else?
Monkey. Monkey?
Okay. So, we actually have to learn to forgive ourselves too.
Moramo naučiti sebe oprostiti.
Okay. Okay, I think. Okay. So we're going to give you the way to cure some of these.
Sad ćemo vam dati način pomoću kojeg možete izliječiti neke od ovih stvari.
Okay. Listen carefully. As I said, we have very little time, so we're going through this course very quickly.
Imamo jako malo vremena, pa vrlo brzo prolazimo kroz ovaj tečaj.
Number one, we went, if you're still waiting for them to apologize before you can forgive them, the way to cure that is that you take responsibility for your own forgiveness.
Pod broj jedan je znači bilo da ako vi čekate da vam se osoba ispriča da bi vi oprostili, onda morate...
You choose to forgive now.
Odmah oprostiti, odabrati oprostiti.
And number two, as you're waiting for them to get justice or get punished, they also the same answer, you forgive them because you understand you can choose to forgive.
Znači, vi odaberete oprostiti osobi zato što znate da, da posjedete taj izbor.
And if you're hoping that something will happen bad to them,
ako se nadate da će se toj osobi nešto loše dogoditi,
so they become aware of how they hurt you, then you pray to Krishna to deal with them from their hearts the way he chooses.
Onda se molite Krišni da se Krišna pobrine za njih u njihovom srcu na način na koji on to želi.
And as far as the one of your life being fully controlled and affected by some way and how you were treated.
A što se tiče toga da je na vas, na vaš život utječe to kako se neko odnosio prema vama.
You don't allow the cure is you don't allow the hurt from the past.
Znači, ne dopuštate zapravo da uzmete lijek.
To affect your present activities or future plans.
Ne dopuštate, znači, da ta patnja uzrokuje nekakvu pomutnju u vašem budućem životu i vašim budućim planovima.
And here's the big one.
Evo jedna velika.
Generally, remember the one I mentioned about we want to punish people with our tongue? By telling everybody how bad they were.
Ono kad sam spomenuo da mi želimo kazniti ljude jezikom, znači govoreći drugima kako su oni nama učinili nešto loše.
So in this particular case you control your tongue by not telling others what was said about you or done to you.
Na ovaj način trebate kontrolirati znači jezik i ne govoriti drugima ono što vam je učinjeno.
In fact, you can talk to one person if you want just to get some counseling and help in forgiveness.
Znači, možete zapravo razgovarati samo s jednom osobom kako biste se posavjetovali, kako biste oprostili.
And then as far as you're wishing bad upon someone who has done something bad to you,
a što se tiče toga da nekome kome je učinio nešto nažal, želite nešto loše da mu se desi,
if you wish for the best for them, you pray for the best for them.
Vi se molite da se toj osobi znači dogodi sve najbolje.
So in this way, we're not going to go through all these particular ones. In this way, there's an actual antidote or cure for every type of resentment or mood we have towards or against someone.
Tako zapravo postoje protootrovi za svaki ovaj problem ili osjećaj koji imamo prema nekome.
Okay. So, that's the exercise. And we have more exercises if we have time, but a little more explanation. Why should we forgive? And what's in it for us?
Treba li opraštati?
That it nourishes our bhakti, it nourishes our bhakti lata bija.
Zato što to njeguje našu bhakti lata biju.
It pleases Krishna.
Zadovoljava Krishna.
There's a quote here, I'm reading again. The Lord is very satisfied with his devotee when the devotee greets other people with tolerance, mercy, friendship and equality.
Krishna je vrlo zadovoljan kada se bhakta odnosi prema drugim ljudima, znači se jednakošću, opraštanjem, tolerancijom.
And the whole world is already full of enough suffering.
A i onako je cijeli svijet već prepun patnje.
How much more suffering does the world need?
Koliko je svijetu još patnje potrebno?
We should act in a way to alleviate the world's suffering.
Trebamo postupati na takav način da oslobodimo svijet patnje.
And now we're going to do another exercise, quick exercise in forgiveness.
Sad ćemo napraviti još jednu brzu vježbu oprostu.
So, we're going to think about being resentful or unforgiving to a particular individual.
Znači, razmišljajte kao da ste ljuti i zavidni na neku osobu.
And I want you to picture that person and picture your resentment towards that person. Make a mental picture or even a physical picture on the piece of paper that you have.
Ili zamislite tu osobu u umu ili nacrtate neku njenu sliku.
And how does it affect you physically, emotionally, personally?
Kako ta slika fizički, emocionalno i osobno utječe na vas?
Here are some examples that I've written down.
Evo neki primjera koji sam ja zapisao.
It's like a dark cloud.
Ta je slika poput tamnog oblaka.
It's like drinking poison.
Poput pijenja otrova.
It's like punching myself as if I were in a boxing match.
Kao da udaram sebe u boksačkom meču.
It's like a piece of dirt attached to my heart with super glue.
To je kao komad šporkice koji je za moje srce zalijepljen super ljepilom. Nečistoće.
Okay, it's like a big weight on my shoulders.
To je poput nekog velikog tereta na mojim leđima.
You know, resentment. Okay, we can do that exercise. Just ask you all real quickly.
Evo, možemo vrlo brzo napraviti vježbu.
What does resentment feel like to you? Anybody have any?
Na koji način vi osjećate tu ljutnju, tu odbojnost, zavist?
Resentment, anger, bitterness, vengeance.
Osvetu.
Yeah. Poison. Okay, it's like poison.
Ona je poput otrova.
Okay, and let me just write this. Resentment. Okay, any other ones? Yeah.
Like this burning pain.
Burning pain.
Kao snažna bol.
Yeah, just wanted you to get the, what we call somatic feeling of resentment. You don't, doesn't even have to be directed towards a person right now. Just the feeling of resentment. Resentment, yeah.
Znači, sad želimo pressure. Samo somatske, fizičke simptome nabrojiti.
What's that?
Lack of strength.
What?
Lack of strength.
Yeah, lack of strength. Just think of the concept of resentment. Yeah. Inability to continue. Blockage. Blockage. Blocked.
Blokada, nemogućnost da se nastavi nešto.
Okay, this is really interesting. Okay.
Restlessness.
What? Restless. Okay. Resentment. Resentment. Yeah. Misery.
Karmic consequences.
What's that?
Karmic consequences.
Okay, that's something from the mind, but that's... I'm looking for emotional.
Znači, to je nešto iz uma, ali tražimo nešto emocionalno, osjećajno.
I'm looking for feelings from the heart.
Tražim osjećaje koje dolaze upravo iz srca.
Don't use your mind right now, just
use your heart. Nemojte koristiti sada svoj
yeah.
um.
Fear.
Strah.
Okay. Yes.
Feeling low.
Low.
Low spirits.
Resentment. This is the somatic or physical feeling we have. Yeah. What? Injustice.
Nepravda.
You want to get even. Yeah.
Insomnia.
Insomnia. That's an effect.
To je učinak.
That's an effect of the emotion. We're trying to get to emotions right now.
To je učinak emocija. Sad želimo emocije.
Disgust.
Gađenje.
Disgust. One or two more. Yeah. Empty hole. That is good. Empty hole.
Osjećam se kao prazna lupa.
In heart. Okay. One more and then we can get on.
Yeah.
Something hit?
Eating.
Something's being eaten up inside. Wow.
Nešto vas izjeda iznutra.
Being eaten up inside. So these are actually the feelings of resentment they're doing to us. This is the point I'm making. Okay, so now we're going to do a little visualization.
To je zapravo ono što ti osjećaj ljutnje čine nama. Sad ćemo napraviti jednu malu vježbu vizualizacije.
We're not going to do a regression, don't worry.
Nećemo raditi regresiju, nemojte se brinuti.
Remember all these words, these wonderful, beautiful words, poison, burning, pain, pressure, lack of strength, blockage, restless, disgust, empty hole in the heart, misery, fear, feeling low, injustice, insomnia. Whew.
Pogledajte ove predivne
riječi. I think I need to go
riječ.
To see a doctor, right?
Mislim da moram posjetiti doktora nakon ovoga.
Okay, so you got all those feelings there. right now. And so, close your eyes.
Să zâmbiți.
Close your eyes. Close your eyes. Everybody, close your eyes for a second. Picture yourself carrying this resentment for 5 more years.
Zamislite sebe kako još 5 godina u srcu nosite ovu ljutnju.
Okay. Let's try picture ourselves 10 more years carrying the resentment.
Sada zamislite da još 10 godina u srcu nosite tu ljutnju.
Okay, let's go a little further. Let's
try. Još malo dalje.
20 more years.
Sada zamislite još 20 godina.
Yeah, you need some laugh therapy. And so let's try carrying it to just imagine yourself lying on your deathbed right now, feeling the same feelings.
Da ležite na samrtnoj postelji i još uvijek osjećate te iste osjećaje.
Oh my God.
Oh my Bože.
Where are you going to go in your next life?
Gdje ćete otići u sljedećem životu?
Okay. So you all had enough misery?
Dosta vam je tih bijeda.
So you see what happens when you carry resentment with you?
Vidite što se događa kad sa sobom nosite ta bijeda.
It doesn't go away, you have to get rid of it yourself. All right.
On neće otići sam, morate ga se vi riješiti.
So, now what we're going to do?
Ono što ćemo sad napraviti?
Now you're going to imagine, picture, eyes open, wide awake.
Sad otvorite oči.
You're going to imagine all that resentment has gone away, you're free of resentment, you love everybody. Wow!
Sad zamislite kako je sav taj bijes ljutnja nestala i kako ste sretni svi volite.
Give me some words.
Kako se osjećate? Recite mi riječima.
Happy.
Sretno.
Relieved. Joy. Relieved.
Free.
Free. I feel like a bird.
Osjećam olakšanje, osjećam se slobodno kao ptica.
Peaceful.
Smireno.
Healthy.
Zdravo.
Wow. What else? Ecstatic.
Ekstatično.
Any other emotions?
Nice.
Nice.
Lijepo.
Yahoo. Haribol, you know. What? Not bound, yeah, not bound.
Ne osjećam se više vezano.
What was the other one you just said? Krishna conscious.
Svjesna Krishna.
Smiling.
Veselo, smiješim se.
Jolly. Let's just label this. Resentment gone.
Sad ćemo ovo napisati. Znači, nema više bijesa, ljutnje.
Free as a bird.
Slobodan sam kao ptica.
Clean.
Čist.
Compassionate.
Susjećan.
Enthusiastic.
Wow.
What else?
Creative.
Connection. Sounds like you've been studying nonviolent communication.
Povezan.
It's interesting. Okay. That I think we got enough of those. So.
Mislim da nam je ovih dosta.
So who's paying the price for resentment? You.
Ko plaćuje cijenu za svoj bijes?
Who gets hurt by resentment?
Kome zapravo taj bijes ljutnje našteti?
And who enjoys by giving up resentment and vengefulness?
A ko uživa kada oprosti i izbaci to iz srca?
It's all about us, not about the other person.
Zapravo se radi samo o nama, ne o drugim osobama.
Remember that.
Sjetite se toga.
It's all about us.
Samo smo mi u pitanju.
If we keep being angry, resentful, that is controlling us.
Ako zadržavamo bijes u sebi, on nas kontrolira.
And one sense they are controlling us.
I u nekom smislu te osobe prema kojima gajimo taj bijes nas kontroliraju.
And you give it up and you're no longer controlled.
I ako odustanete od tog bijesa, onda više niste pod kontrolom.
Okay, we're almost finished.
Evo još malo pa smo gotovi.
So, what are the benefits of being resentful?
Koje su dobrobiti ljutnje, bijesa?
Resentfulness. I'm going to go over a few of these. We get sympathy. We love to get sympathy. Oh, poor dear. poor boy. Isn't it? We always love that sympathy. Oh, you poor person. Did that happen to you?
Znači, žalimo osobe. Jadan, to se tebi dogodilo.
If you want to be a little baby, that's fine.
Ako želite biti malo dijete, onda je to skroz u redu.
That's fine for children. Oh, did you get hurt? Let mommy look at your pain.
Kao dijete govorite, jesi se ozlijedio, da ti pogledam ranu.
So if you want sympathy, maybe resentment is good for you. You want
ako želite žaljenje, onda je možda taj bijes, ta ljutnja za vas dobra.
You want to be a martyr? What's a martyr? A martyr is someone who has this thing that they feel they're dying for a higher cause or something like that.
Znači, ako želite biti osoba koja osjeća da umire za neku višu svrhu, onda je taj bijes dobar za vas.
Kamikaze, yeah. So if you like all these things, that's the benefit of holding on to your resentment or pain.
Znači, ove stvari dobijate ako se, znači, držite za taj svoj bijes, ako ste vezani za njega.
And the benefit of giving it up is this.
A dobrobiti otpuštanja tog bijesa su ove.
I think we have to end. I had a whole bunch of more exercises.
Mislim da moramo završiti, iako ja imam još puno vježbi.
So we had a whole bunch more exercises. I said this is actually a 4 or 5 day seminar, which I tried to compress into 45 minutes. But so we'll take some questions now.
Ovo je seminar, kako sam već rekao, koji traje 5 dana, a mi smo nas stisnili 45 minuta, pa ćemo sada preći na postavljanje pitanja.
Yeah.
Znači, osjećaj
okay.
Koje imamo, ti negativni osjećaj koje gajimo prema osobi koja nam je nešto loše učinila, javljaju se automatski. Što možemo napraviti da ne djelujemo tako automatski?
Good question.
To je dobro pitanje.
The question was that automatically we have some response to some stimuli.
Pitanje je bilo, znači, da automatski reagiramo na neke stimulanse.
Do we avoid acting negatively immediately. Okay.
I kako možemo izbjeći to djelovanje, negativno djelovanje?
Okay. Let's write it on a different piece of paper because I don't want to confuse things. So the way we avoid is we take these steps. This is called anger management.
Znači, postoje određeni koraci.
And this is a whole other course
I give.
Number one, take a few deep breaths.
Duboko udahnite nekoliko puta. To je pod broj jedan.
In other words, don't react immediately.
Drugim riječima, nemojte odmah reagirati.
If someone does something, stimulates something, you go.
Ako neko nešto učini i stimulira nešto u vama, vi samo ovako udahnete.
Don't go.
Nemojte ovako odmah reagirati.
Take a few deep breaths. Two.
Pod dva.
Experience your anger internally.
U unutrašnjosti sebe doživite taj bijes, iskusite ga.
Get in touch with it.
Dođite u dodir s njim.
Don't repress it, don't suppress it.
Nemojte ga potiskivati.
This may come as something new to you. Because if you repress anger, it comes out as something else.
Jer ako ga potisnete, onda će on ponovno izaći iz vas kao nešto drugo.
Three.
Pod broj tri.
Give yourself some empathy.
Osjetite suosjećanje.
What do I mean? The steps in this are recognize, that's an A actually, recognize
koraci su
anger is a symptom of what?
Unmet needs.
How did you know that?
I listened.
Oh, you listened to my seminar. Unmet needs.
Znači, prvo shvatite da je ljutnja, znači izraz potreba koje nisu zadovoljene.
Recognize this person didn't cause me to be angry. This person stimulated my anger, did something to cause that stimulated the anger coming out, but the actual cause is my own need.
Ova osoba je stimulirala nešto u meni što je potaknulo taj bijes da izađe, ali zapravo se radi o nekoj mojoj potrebi koja nije zadovoljena.
It could be a need for respect.
Možda je to potreba za poštovanjem.
Safety.
Sigurnošću.
Any of these personal needs that we have.
Bilo koja od ovih osobnih potreba koje imamo.
That's the cause of my anger.
To je uzrok mog bijesa.
And if you recognize that, then your anger actually transforms into something productive.
I ako to shvatite, onda se vaš bijes preobražava u nešto produktivno.
I can do a demonstration on that. Who wants to yell at me?
E, možem napraviti jednu demonstraciju. Ko želi vikat na mene?
Okay. Call me a name.
Zove me svakakim imenima.
You boring old man.
Ti dosadni stari čovječe.
Okay. And so, naturally, I'm not only feeling angry when I hear that.
Ja se ne osjećam samo ljuto kad to čujem. Događa se puno više od toga.
I'm angry, yes. I'm hurt.
Ja sam ljut, povrijeđen sam. To je bolno.
Boring old man.
Dosadni starac.
And you know, I naturally want to respond. Just sit down. Don't worry. I'm not going to yell at you.
Ne bojim se, neću ikad na tebe.
I naturally want to respond yelling.
Prirodno želim odgovoriti na ovu uvredu vikanjem.
And we have our Krishna conscious ways of responding.
Mi imamo naše načine koji su svjesni Krišna na koje reagiramo.
The natural instantaneous response is you offender.
Ali naš prirodni, znači naš prirodna reakcija bila bi ti vrijeđače.
Don't you have any Vaishnava etiquette?
Zar ne poznaš nikakvu Vaishnava etiketu?
Don't you know how hard I've tried to put this seminar together?
Zar ne znaš koliko sam se trudio da sastavim ovaj seminar?
You, and then I attack him. You jackass, you know, you have no appreciation for higher qualities.
I onda ga napadnem. Ti glupane, uopće ne cijeniš više stvari.
We have a real fight on our hands.
I zapravo započinje prava borba.
My anger gets better, bigger, and his anger gets bigger, and finally...
I moj i njegov bijes se povećava, i na kraju, bolje nemojte pitati.
So instead...
I umjesto toga...
I said, give me a few moments.
Ja kažem, daj mi molim te nekoliko trenutaka.
I take a few deep breaths.
Duboko udahnem nekoliko
puta. Or I may take a walk.
I mogu prošetati.
You know, just to get in touch, okay. And I think I'm angry and hurt. Those are the two
emotions.
Samo da
se malo smirim i razmislim.
And I'm angry because I have a need for respect.
I ja sam ljut, svačam da sam ljut zato što imam potrebu da, za tim da budem poštovan.
So emotions needs, I have a need for respect. For love,
da me se voli,
appreciation,
cijeni.
I have a need to help you and contribute to your to contribute.
Imam potrebu da pridonesem.
But notice how all my different needs, and if any of you go to the Croatian camp, I'm going to be giving a whole seminar on these things. All my different needs are not focused on him, but they're focused on me.
Jer primjećujete kako su sve te različite potrebe usredotočene na mene, a ne na njega. O tome ću više govoriti na hrvatskom kampu.
In other words, I'm not saying I have a need for you to give me respect, for you to love me, for you to appreciate me, etc. I'm saying these are my basic needs and that's why I'm angry.
Ja ne govorim, ja imam potrebu da me ti poštuješ. Ja samo govorim da imam tu potrebu i nije bitno ko će zadovoljiti.
And as soon as I think like that, you know, I have a need for respect, love, appreciation, to contribute to the other people. Of course, there's also the hurt. I have a need for, I feel attacked, so that's another thing, attacked.
Osjećam se napadnutim.
So I have a need for protection.
Imam potrebu da budem zaštićen.
So that relates to that one. So As soon as I think of all those things, that I have all these basic human needs,
and
we do have basic human needs,
o tome da imam ove osnovne ljudske potrebe, a svi ih imamo.
And when we give our full course, we'll go over the 7 categories of basic human needs. As soon as I think like that, I'm not angry with him anymore.
Čim tako razmislim, više nisam ljut na njega. Bijes je nestao.
I'm empathic with myself. So in other words, I cannot be empathic with him until I get in touch with myself.
Ne mogu se osjećati s njim dok se ne suočim sa sobom.
This is a very deep thing. I mean, I hope you all are understanding this, because if I immediately try to think, oh, I'm so sorry for you, it's not really honest.
To je vrlo duboka stvar.
Say that again. You are boring old man. You're a boring old man. I feel sorry. You know, this doesn't make it.
Ako odmah
krenemo, there's no compassion there.
I kažemo nekome da nam je žao, tu zapravo nema suosjećanja, to nije prava stvar.
But once I get in touch and I feel that I have all these needs, then I can go back to him and say, you know, I see that you're angry because you need to have some more interesting and exciting things in your life.
Ali jednom kad se suočimo sa sobom i shvatimo koje imamo potrebe,
yes,
možemo se suočiti sa njim i reći, znači ti imaš potrebu za zabavom i uzbuđenjem u životu.
And that's it. I've taken care of the anger in my own heart. I feel good about myself and I feel good about him.
I to je to, riješio sam ljutnju u svom srcu, osjećam se dobro u odnosu prema njemu.
That was a very good question, but this is something you have to practice.
To je nešto što morate vježbati.
Right now it doesn't come naturally. Why doesn't it come naturally? Because, and I'm going to end with this particular understanding, because we're used to putting labels on people.
To se ne događa prirodno. A zašto se ne događa prirodno? Zato što smo navikli etiketirati ljude.
We're used to saying about people, you are a...
Navikli smo govoriti ti si.
Or he is, or
on
is...
Je.
These are all forms of the word to be, right?
To su sve oblici glagola biti.
You know, the verb to be.
Yeah.
So, that's static language. You are an idiot, you are this, you are that, you are this, you are that.
To je sve statični jezik, ti si ovo, ti si ono.
And none of us is a this or that, or an idiot, or this or that.
Ili, a niko od nas nije samo ovo ili ono.
We're all living entities.
Svi smo živa bića.
Change from minute to minute, day to day, so we're not static.
Koja se iz trenutka u trenutak mijenjaju, iz dana u dan se mijenjaju, znači nismo statični.
You are not a demon. I mean, that's my natural response, you're a demon.
Ali on nije demon, to bi bio inače prirodna reakcija, a ti demon.
Instead of judging you, I'm saying that you're acting in a way that's not really helpful to you.
Umjesto osuđivanja, ja kažem, ponašaš se na način koji zapravo ni tebi ne pomaže.
In countries where people have this sort of language, labeling language, there's more conflicts than anywhere else in the world.
U zemljama u kojima je jezik takav, znači da se dosta s njima etiketira, znači ima više problema nego u ostalim zemljama.
Because language shapes culture.
Jer jezik oblikuje kulturu.
And even though I have not examined the language in the Balkans, I assure you that 90% of your conflicts in the Balkans are due to this labeling and seeing people in terms of you are a this, you are a that.
Iako nisam proučio ovaj jezike na Balkanu, ja sam siguran da 90% vaših konflikata počiva na ovom problemu etiketiranja ti si ovo, ti si ono.
I can say that in any country where there's a lot of conflict, you're used to calling people by these labels.
Uvjeren sam, znači, da u zemljama u kojima ima puno problema, sve to uzrokuje ovo nazivanje, ti si ovo, ti si ono.
Okay, I think we have to end. Yeah, just
moramo završiti.
I have time. It's whether you have time.
Yes.
Okay. Because these are very deep subjects, and you learn about them later. Yeah. Well, actually Abhavan had a question first.
Thank you so much for a very nice seminar and very well handled subject matter, which is very important. And the question is, forgiveness is actually the, let's say, part of character of very exalted and elevated spiritual
personalities.
Yeah. Techniques, you know, this what you explained, for example, in this question,
Yes, if we practice.
Pitanje je, znači, oprost je odlika koju posjeduju uzvišene osobe, a što je sa osobama koje nisu uzvišene, postoje neka tehnika koja se može primijeniti.
And we should avoid excuses.
Trebali bi zaobilaziti ispričavanja, izbjegavati ih, izgovore.
One excuse is, I'm just a neophyte.
Jedan izgovor je, ja sam samo početnik.
I hear that all the time. People say, Maharaj, that's easy for you.
Čujem kako ljudi stalno govori, Maharaj, tebi je to lako.
Because you are so pure.
Jer ti si tako čist.
And I'm just a neophyte.
A ja sam samo početnik.
You know, it doesn't matter how pure or impure I am. If you decide to do it, you have the power to do it.
Nije uopće bitno koliko ste čisti. Ako se nešto odlučite napraviti, imate snagu da to učinite.
And if you want to become pure, that's how you do it.
Ako želite postati čisti, tako ćete to i postići.
It's part of Krishna consciousness. Yastu sarvani bhutani atmane bhana pachati sarva bhuteshu chatmanam tathona bhigi gupshate. Ishapanishad. Not hating anyone. Loving everybody. How can we possibly love everyone?
Trebate voljeti svih, nikoga ne kažnjavati, ali kako možemo svih voljeti?
That's what I mentioned when we talk about past life regression, which everyone was interested in yesterday. You know, that's my mission in life.
Ja sam to spominjao jučer, to je moja životna misija.
How to love 100% of the people.
Kako voljeti 100% ljudi?
Not just 100% of the people. How to love all living entities.
Ne samo 100% ljudi, već kako voljeti sva živa bića.
Just like yesterday, I was sitting outside and a bee stung me.
Jučer sam baš sjedio ispred i ubola me osa.
Did I love that bee?
Jesam li volio tu osu?
I don't know.
Ne znam.
I said, that stupid bee!
Ta glupa pčela.
You know, in your mind, you're automatically thinking, kill them all! Get some insecticide!
Mama pomisli, idem ih sve ubit. Uzet ću insekticid i sve ih ubit.
How dare that stupid bee attack me? Doesn't it know who I am?
Ta glupa pčela, kako se usuđuje napas me? Zna li ona ko sam ja?
I'll teach that stupid bee a lesson.
Naučit ću ja njoj lekciju.
So we have to learn to love the bee that stings us.
Tako moramo naučiti voljeti pčelu koja nas ubode.
That's the test.
To je test.
That's my mission in my life. I mean, as far personal mission, and there's a mission as far as helping others understand things.
To je moja misija u životu.
And I'm just a boring old man. No, but I can laugh at that now because it's actually fun.
Ja se mogu smijati tome, jer je zapravo stvarno smiješno.
To Lord Chaitanya. Yeah, if someone is committing an offense against someone else, another Vaishnava,
kad neko napravi uvredu protiv nekog drugog, nekom Vaishnavi,
we should want to see that person's consciousness rectified, but not suffer per se.
Trebali bi znači poželjeti da se promijeni svjesnost te osobe, a ne da se kazni.
That the whole purpose of the Yamadutas punishment and the punishments given in the material universe are to change someone's consciousness.
Cijela svrha kazni koju određuje Yamadute je promjena svjesnosti.
Okay. Just one more question, then we have to end.
Samo još jedno pitanje.
Names are getting restless. Yeah.
If someone hurts us and we forget about that and we feel neutral towards that person, does it mean that we have suppressed our emotions? Or we have forgiven that person?
It depends.
So obviously.
We shouldn't suppress the emotions. As I said, we get in touch with the emotions, but then we understand the emotions are an indication of our basic needs.
Ne smijemo potiskivati svoje osjećaje, trebamo se suočiti s njima jer oni zapravo pokazuju koje su naše osnovne potrebe.
And once we've given ourselves what we call self-empathy, then we can actually love the other person. You have to love yourself to love others.
I jednom kad razvijemo suosjećanje prema sebi, onda ćemo moći voljeti druge osobe.
Okay. What's that? One more question.
If our nature is to suppress emotions, how can we avoid that?
So the question is, if our nature is to suppress emotions, how can we avoid that? We have to...
If it is the way we function, we just suppress them.
The reason we suppress emotions is because we get hurt when we express the emotions.
Could you repeat that?
That we have experienced pain every time we express the emotion.
Mi osjećamo bol svaki put kad izrazimo svoje osjećaje.
So now we have to live in a society of devotees and compassionate people who we can be vulnerable with. In other words, who we feel comfortable with enough to express our emotions.
I stoga moramo živjeti sa baktama i s ljudima u svijem se društvu osjećamo opušteno da možemo izraziti svoje emocije.
We have to learn to express our emotions to at least some one or two or three trusted persons
moramo
and to ourselves.
Svoje osjećaje iskazati barem jednoj, dvijema, trima osobama kojima vjerujemo i sebi.
Usually it's harder for the men to express their emotions.
Obično muškarcima teže izraziti osjećaje.
You very seldom see a man cry.
Jako ćete rijetko vidjeti da muškarac plače. I also cry very rarely. Maybe I have a male shakti.
Maybe last life.
Možda se radi o prošlom životu.
So it's a question of becoming vulnerable. In other words, showing ourselves to others.
Znači, radi se o tome da se otvorimo prema drugima, da na neki način budemo kao ranjivi.
Okay. So just one more question. We're going to have to end because.
Nekoliko dana prije nego sam došao na ovaj kamp.
Yeah.
Sam iskusio kao što si ti opisao da si ga imao na Fidžiju. Dobio sam pismo od jedne osobe. I u tome pismo mu napisao puno loših stvari o meni. I o službi koju obavljam u Beogradu, a to je upravljanje hramom. I nakon ovog seminara shvatio sam da mogu oprostiti toj osobi. Zapravo ta osoba malo ima mentalnih problema. Ta osoba je ovdje. A pitam se, ako mu samo tako jednostavno oprostim, možda će onda tu istu stvar ponovno učiniti ili meni ili nekom drugom bhakti. I što napraviti u ovoj situaciji?
If there's some way with compassion you can help him understand, that's very good.
Ako postoji neki način da mu sa suosjećanjem možeš pomoći da shvati, onda je to vrlo dobro.
But if there is nothing you can do, you just pray to Krishna.
Ali ako stvarno ne možeš ništa napraviti, onda se samo pomoli Krishna.
There's certain things that we have to learn the intelligence to know that we cannot change.
Postoje određene stvari koje s inteligencijom moramo naučiti da ih jednostavno ne možemo promijeniti.
Okay. So let's just end. The questions will go on forever and ever and ever, but it's already 1:30, almost 1:30, and everybody has to take prasad and go on to it. I'll be available to talk.
Ja ću biti dostupan za razgovor, iako sad je već 1:30 i a pitanja se mogu u nedogled postavljati.
And I would like to thank everybody for their patience for this particular seminar. It was a little more difficult than the other seminars, not as much motion as the other seminars, but I think those who stuck through it learned something very valuable for their lives. And if anyone wants to see me later on, there's Maharatha back there.
Želio bih zahvaliti svima koji su prisustvovali ovom seminaru koji je bio malo teži od ovih ostalih seminara i ako neko želi razgovarati s menom neka se javi Maharati koji je evo tamo, možeš ruku podignuti.
He's a second generation devotee who's made it in Krishna consciousness.
On je bhakta druge generacije koji je uspio osvijestiti se Krishna.
Nitai Gaur Haribol. Jai Krishna Balaram, okay? So let's end right now because we can go on.
Završimo sada.
So thank you very much. All glories of Vaigraya, Srila Prabhupada, Chichi Gaur Nitai, Haribol.